So that one was kind of funny. Can you tell I had a good time putting those together? Maybe channeling a little Donna Summers there, or that woman who did Xanadu, whatever her name is. What's her face? Somebody tell me. I forget. It'll come to me later. Anyway, so I got through the California covered website, even though I couldn't prove what I made through the 8 or 9 little sporadic jobs I've had since March. You know what that's like on the island. You have to have at least 6 jobs, and they only go for so long, and sometimes they're whenever they call you, not hourly or monthly, or your paycheck isn't the same every month. What are they thinking, that we have normal jobs here? Fortunately, they do have a comment section at the bottom where I attempted to explain how you don't make much income traveling down the coast in a sailboat. Well, so anyway, I've got one more Christmas carol to share with you. It's a sort of victory song. It's ha 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 instead of fa la 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 la, which is, of course, Deck the Halls. Music is by the Smooth Jazz Instrumental Band. And this is what it sounds like. I said, this is what it sounds like. Nope. That.
See, you said I would not make it. Ha 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 ha. Said my sailboat could not take it. Ha 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 ha. I sailed down to Mexico. Ba ha 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 ha. Then I went through Panama. Panama ma 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 ma. For the Caribbean. Soon Jamaica I'll be seeing. Heading up to Florida, stopping the Bahamas. I'll be tan and fit and happy. Said I would not make it. Ha, 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 ha. You said my sailboat could not take it. Ha, 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 ha. I sailed down to Mexico. Ba, ha, 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 ha. Bueno. Then I went through Panama. Panama, ma, 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 ma. Caribbean. Soon Jamaica I'll be seeing. I'm heading up to Florida, stopping the Bahamas. Told you so.
Okay, thus ends my self-indulgent little Christmas carol, Bodhi carol thing. If you liked any of those Bodhi carols and you want to hear them all or you want copies of the lyrics, there are 10 and I'm making them available on my website at cynxing.com. That's cynxing.com, both the words and the audio versions. And of course, there will be something on KISL about this. So, to wind up on the Obamacare thing, I didn't mean to wait till the 11th hour to apply for health care. I was aware that Obamacare was happening, but it's so easy to not be aware when on island time. It's over there. It doesn't have anything to do with us. And I used to be a dedicated NPR listener, but I can't get NPR here on the radio, and turning on my computer to get the news audio feed just feels wrong. And of course, I don't have a TV, so I'm not that aware of what's going on in the world, I admit it. But yes, I did hear that Nelson Mandela died, and the big stuff does get through. People talk about it in the post office, or I see the tabloids at Vons. You know. On the list of things that you missed in Avalon last week, let me add this. The Stanford Symphony Ensemble that played in the casino last Friday for free. Thank you, Museum, and the sponsors of that event. Lake Steve's Steakhouse that put on a beautiful spread, including their to-die-for coconut shrimp, all free, before the event, with wine. Nice, nice, nice. It allowed us to chat with our neighbors and dress up and have a kind of cultural event right here in little old Avalon. It was pretty chilly outside, so we were eager to get into the casino theater. And I sat with Avalon's historian, Chuck Liddell, who insisted we sit center left where the best acoustics are to be found, according to him. This was the first time live classical music has been performed on stage in the casino theater. It was not a large surround sound type experience. It was more like the ensemble of 6 or 8 instruments were balanced delicately on your lap. However, the sound from the rest of the theater was quite audible, as it's known if you say something in the back of the theater, it's quite audible in the front. Pardon me. Which means that all of the coughing, sniffling, sneezing that went on was quite audible. And at one point, I wondered if perhaps this was a plot to get us all sick at the same time. And then, of course, we don't have the... Well, as a town, I'd say, we don't have the opportunity to practice the etiquette of going to the symphony, which means you sit in your seat quietly. You don't fidget, get up and down, go running up and down the aisles. I mean, it was a kid's thing, too. But so there was a lot of that by both kids and grown-ups. That was very funny. And it was all extremely audible. So it was a very funny little microcosm of Avalon. And then the musicians seemed remarkably young, which I guess that's more of a comment of how old I'm getting rather than how young they are. They're, you know, some of them freshmen, which is pretty young. The conductor, Anna Woodstruck, seems hardly out of junior high. In fact, she joined the Asheville Symphony Orchestra at age 14, which museum director Michael DeMarsh cheerfully called obscene. My impression as she took the stage with her director's baton was that she looked a lot like a Hogwarts student wearing somber black and making dance-like gestures with her wand. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'm going to go off on a little tangent that I was thinking about just as we were listening to that Harry Potter's theme, Lumos, Hedwig's theme soundtrack. I was just thinking, those kids who were in that Harry Potter, they started so young, and it's hard to believe they're all grown up, and they did all those movies together, and now they're getting adult roles, and it just boggles the mind. And as far as finding a niche in life, in the world, you know, people are always going to want to know what happens to those, I don't know, at least those three actors. And, you know, they'll always have opportunities, it seems like, because people were so involved in that bunch of movies. And, you know, it's fascinating to find out what happens to them. So they've, you know, the movies were about special kids, chosen kids, the chosen ones. And in fact, they became the chosen ones just by doing those films. It became true in a way. And maybe it doesn't feel true to them, but it certainly looks like from the outside. So that was a little sidetrack. The other thing that you probably missed in Avalon last week was the Virgin of Guadalupe parade on Thursday night. More than 70 people dressed up in peacock feathers, jewel colors, shiny gold, carried drums, and jingled to celebrate the Virgin of Guadalupe. They were so beautiful. It made me want to be more fluent in Spanish so I could understand what was going on. In fact, I am looking for a language partner. I hear that 80% of the people living on this island speak Spanish, and it just is a crime that my Spanish is not better, having grown up in California. So if there's somebody out there, best if it's a female, who wants to practice her English pronunciation, just conversational skills, whatever, reading, as she helps me with my Spanish, I would be interested in talking to her. I would do this with her by reading out loud, one copy in English, one in Spanish, some book. I have several to choose from. And I did this to learn German when I was an exchange student, and it worked great. So if you or someone you know would like to be my language partner, please call 310-510-7469 during a music break, and we can swap contact info. I am sorry that I missed the actual Virgin of Guadalupe parade too, because I had to go up and teach a dance class at Tremont Hall. The last one will be held on the 26th, a couple of days, the day after Christmas. We did have a great time this season, and the one-step class was very successful. It's true that if you can walk, you can dance. The one-step proves it, because the one-step is one step up from walking. Anyway, it is at 5 p.m., doing it earlier, and if you mention hearing about it on the radio, it's free. Yep. I'm going to stop teaching dance for a while after this, because going home afterwards in the dark and rowing in a soggy, saggy, deflatable dinghy isn't that much fun. Plus, most people are tucked away in their houses and don't come out even for fellowship and exercise at night. So 5 p.m. Tremont Hall, one more time, one step to the mellow tones of the Gordon Webster Band, who came here to the island for the Swing Festival and were phenomenal. And so, to get you in the mood for that, I've got In a Mellow Tone, Gordon Webster. You know what? I am going to retract that. When I was going to the Gordon Webster site, I got somebody named Ben Webster, and I can't do that to Gordon because he's so good. So I'm now typing. You hear me typing? And I'm going to find Gordon Webster. Wow, they fooled me. And I'm going to choose something totally different. And I'm going to pick... Ooh, can you hear the airplane out there? It's a beautiful sunny day, and apparently there's some planes doing low flybys out here. So we're not going to do that one. We're going to do... How about Making Whoopee? Gordon Webster. It's a good band. Come dance.
sunny honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. Don't you forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Much judge. Suppose I fail. The judge says no, drag him to jail. You
That's the Gordon Webster Band playing Makin' Whoopee. And I have a little sound bite for you right now. Bite being the operative word. We have had a squid frenzy in the harbor. Imagine you look down into the water and all you can see is broiling little white squid bodies. Well, that's what the seagulls saw. And that's what they come here to Avalon to do. I'm sorry. That's what they come here to do. And imagine if you would. Imagine, for as far as the eye can see, a seagull every half a foot in the water, and they collectively eat. It's like the squid buffet swims by, and there are thousands and thousands of them out there with the harbor seals, and it's just a frenzy. And then they collectively sort of pick up and fly off so that the squid who have dived down, everybody, they come back up because they think it's safe, because I guess they have ADD and they don't have much of a memory and they can't remember that, oh, if I go to the surface, I'll be eaten. Right? So the birds fly off, let them come back, and then they come right back to it. And they do this for as long as the squid lasts. And they're attracted here because of that. They got the memo. Somebody said, hey, free squid on the house. I gotta ask you though. There they go, they're flying away. I gotta ask you, in all seriousness, I'm gonna sneeze too. I won't sneeze on the mic, don't worry. Where are those seagulls gonna go after this? Are they gonna go follow the squid some more? Possibly some will. What's the chance that the others will look around at Avalon and go, cool. Free food? All right. Good beach. Look, French fries. Look, that child has a corn dog. I can just take it. Okay, so we're getting all of the birds back. The falconer has been gone since October. Do you notice the difference? Do you want to say anything about it? I would tell somebody about it if you care about the birds coming back. I don't know how they're going to handle it. But they're going to have to think of something fast. Tomorrow's the deadline. So if you can hear this and you would like to talk to the city, the chamber, whatever association you belong to, the island company, any of those people, if you have a word to say about it, I would say it quick. Because it's over tomorrow. Gone, gone, gone. And then we're just going to get whitewashed by the birds. You know what whitewash is. I don't have to spell that out, right? Hey, I figured out, switching topics, I figured out who it was. Thanks for the call. Who it was who sang Xanadu. It was Olivia Newton-John. So I'm going to inflict that on you because I kind of like that song. It just, I was a kid during that period of time and it's goofy, what can I say? Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Yes, that was Xanadu, Olivia Newton-John, the video version, and you are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM in Catalina in Media Park. And, you know, I'm going to take a tangent on the Xanadu thing because I think it's really funny. I'm not really sure. I've seen the Xanadu movie, but I can't really remember what it's about, except for there's like roller skating and it's Southern California and there's like a mural on the wall and everything that comes to life, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, but so I'm looking at the Spotify, Olivia Newton-John, excuse me, Olivia Newton-John has done a lot with the Xanadu thing. She sang it with the Electrolyte Orchestra, with Gene Kelly, with Cliff Richard. And she sang a Millennium Mix, Dance Hits, the video section, the radio mix. There's a Deep South radio edit. What do you have to edit to make it appropriate for the Deep South? I'll listen to that privately so that you don't. You want to hear that? No, you don't want to hear that. And then when I look at Xanadu itself, okay, so then other people have taken this word Xanadu. I kind of thought it was like this mysterious place or something, but there's a Mexican band that uses the name Xanadu for their band name, and they have, it looks very 80s. They got those 80s haircuts, you know, like Aha or something. That's pretty cute. And then when you go to Wikipedia and look up Xanadu, because I thought for sure it was like I was going to make some connection with like it's a mythical island like Avalon, and therefore Xanadu and Avalon, they have something in common. But it's China, Xanadu, China, or Chengdu, the summer capital of Kublai Khan's Yuan Empire. Who knew? Xanadu Beach Resort and Marina in Freeport, Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. That's the only reference to an island. Xanadu House was a series of experimental homes built to showcase computers and automation in the home. Xanadu Meadowlands, or American Dream Meadowlands, was a mall that they wanted to build in New Jersey. And Madrid Xanadu was a large shopping mall and entertainment center they did build in Spain. And Xanadu 2.0 is the nickname of Bill Gates' futuristic private estate. So I still want to connect it with Avalon somehow. It seems like it should be a mysterious island that disappears in the fog when you approach it, kind of like Avalon does, or should, or did. Anyhow, I have totally blathered on, and I am going to give you something rather random at this point, because this is the point at which it's iPod head music. So anything goes, and usually does, anything can happen. And this should please you, because you just never know what's happening next.
Birds on a wire. One tries to fly away, and the other watches it close from that wire. He says he wants. never going to let go of that wire. He says that he will, but he's just a liar. Two birds on a wire. One tries to fly away, and the other watches him close from that wire. He says he wants to as well, but he is a liar. Two birds on a wire. One tries to fly away, and the other.
And that's Regina Spektor, Two Birds, followed by Mose Allison, I Love the Life I Live.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk, but when you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night they could belong to you. The girls move me at their will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. I may lay 100 on a bet this time. Tomorrow night I can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. On a bet this time. Tomorrow night I can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
That's Mose Allison. And this is Greg Brown. Someday when we're both alone, we can be together. Black cat trying to get into the St. Catherine. Oop, she's in.
Someday when we're both alone, we'll get together. Someday when we're both alone, we'll find out if our dreams are all that they seem. Find out if I pray this is a home. A long, long time I've been looking at you. Long time you've been looking at me. Most times it's just hey, how you doing? Sometimes I get so weak in my knees, but someday when we're both alone, we'll get together. Someday when we're both alone, we'll find out if our dreams are all that they seem. Find out if our place is at home. The rain don't always fall when we're warm. You know the sun don't always shine. I ain't sure what I read in your eyes when they look so deep into mine. Someday might have come, someday might have gone, someday may never be the one. I wonder if you wonder, as the years roll along, I said I wonder, if someday when we're both alone, we'll get together. Someday when we're both alone, find out if our dreams are all that they seem. Find out if our place is a home.
Yes, Greg Brown, someday when we're both alone. And this is The Police. Can't stand losing you.
I can't.
from the Police to Aaron Neville. Everybody plays the fool. Neville, Everybody Plays a Fool, and this is Michelle Schacht. God is a real estate developer, and God must be working hard in Avalon, because you should go check out the post office arcade there and look at all of the things that the Island Company are planning to do. Avalon is truly under construction. Huzzah!
Hello. paper with offices around the nation. They say one day he'll liquidate his holdings up on high. I say it's all speculation. He may be an absentee landlord. Yeah, this may be a low rent universe. The roof may need repairs, but at least the floor is there, and the rent is not due till the first. So save one last dance for the savior when the final Hail Mary is said. Life is a dance hall, that's why we got all those angels dancing around with Pinhead, yeah. And his chosen elect sit on the up on high development board, quoting the Bible as they hoard the good book as a new look as a speck. So save one last dance for the Savior when the final Hail Mary is said. Life is a dance hall. That's why we got all those angels dancing around with pinheads. So say one last dance for the Savior when that final Hail Mary is said. Life is a dance hall. That's why we got all those angels dancing around with pinheads. Yeah. God is a real estate developer.
That's Michelle Schacht. And this is the Chenille Sisters. What are you doing New Year's Eve? It's a good question.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. New Year's Eve.
And that's the Chenille sisters, and that's a good question. What are you doing New Year's Eve? What's going on here in New Year's Eve is, of course, the big casino bash, which is $200. But it is a dinner and a dance, and it's all night long, and you know, you dress up, and the opportunity to be in the ballroom at a fancy gathering is very attractive. However, we are going to have a king tide again on the 30th. And so, for me, that means that the boat is going to be sloshing around, and there's no way I'm going to leave my little 18-pound dog on a sloshy boat all by himself in the dark while I'm dancing at the casino. No, that's not the sort of relationship we have. So, I will not be going there, but perhaps I will listen to the music from down below, or perhaps we'll go do something else. I don't know. But there's lots of stuff going on in town if you don't want to go to the casino. Restaurants that are having special meals or special celebrations. And I spoke to a guy who'd never been to the island before, and he's in his 20s, and he wants to bring this special girlfriend who may be that special someone and have a good time. And his biggest concern was that it was old here. You know, like, the people who are here are just, like, old fogies. And I said, it is not a retirement home. Heck no. You haven't been here, have you? I said, no, you gotta check it out. So I'm happy to say I convinced him, his girlfriend, to come here for New Year's Eve and see for themselves what's going on. And perhaps the next, after the next song, I will have a more bigger list of what's going on here New Year's Eve, or you can call the Chamber of Commerce, of course. They are just sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to tell you everything about Avalon. So if you ever need any information, call them. They're good about that. And I do want you to know that you are listening to, wait for it, KISL, Avalon 88.7 FM here in Media Park, the greatest radio station in the world, as Jordan likes to say. And our next song is harking back to 1999. You remember when there's that big kerfuffle, we're changing the millennium, the 2000 rollover, and that was a big deal. And so Prince, of course, had to capitalize on that. And then it turned out to be, just another year. So perhaps you could think of this song as dance and like it's 1999. No, dance like it's 2014. Okay? There we go.
Marshall, and you are listening to KISL 88.7 FM, broadcasting from Avalon, California.